Ready?
Even though
I was so angry.
I was so angry.
I couldn't let it go.
I couldn't let it go.
I stayed angry for years.
I stayed angry for years.
It just became a habit.
Even though my mom got well.
It wasn't enough. All those years of worry.
Seeing her in pain.
Having all that anger.
And nothing to do with it.
No one to explain it.
No way to release it.
I just held on to it.
I'm asking for healing.
For all parts of my body.
That
had to store this anger. I'm asking for healing. Not just for me.
But for every child.
That's been so angry.
And
didn't know what to do with it.
All this anger.
It just kind of stuck.
I carried it for years.
Any anger I'm still holding on to.
That no longer
serves
me.
I'd like to let it go now.
All that anger.
Everything I didn't get to experience.
As a 9-year old.
Without anger.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If my 9-year old self.
Could be at peace now.
This 9-year old part of me.
That didn't get to act 9.
I lost age 9. Life isn't normal.
When your mother has cancer.
And God won't fix her.
This part of me.
That didn't get to be 9.
In my 9th year.
I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway,
I want to ask this 9-year old part of me.
To come back to me now.
To trust me now.
It was a tough year.
It's true. It was really hard.
In so many ways.
It's over now.
We are safe.
I'd like to ask this 9-year old part of me.
To trust me now.
We can handle.
Bad news.
Bad things. Without getting stuck in anger. And the truth is. Many things turned out well. This really happened. It's over now. I am safe. Okay, big deep breath. Okay, so see if you have any memories. You said sometimes you do feel like a 9-year old. See if you can tap into any of that.
I just, you know, it's like the kind of mental processes of a child. You know, it's like whatever's happening around me, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's just beyond me. And I was real spacey for years, and I didn't know why. You know, I could do things, but I would be really spacey. I would have an experience. I went to a talent show. And I was playing the piano for this group of people. I could not remember ever practicing with them. But they were ready. They had their music. I had my music. I walked up to that piano and it was blank. It was like, what are we doing?
Okay.
And that wasn't the only time, but that was the most
Were you able to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I knew the music, but I was reading it, really. I didn't really know it in the sense of, oh, yeah, we've done this now. You remember, you should be... None of that stuff.
Okay.
Like a real experience.
Ready? The anger was so huge. It took up so much space. The anger. The grief. The pain. The confusion.
The rage.
Took up so much space. In my head. In my heart. In my body. In my mind. This really happened to me. I drifted through so many years. In a fog. Sometimes it was clear. And I felt very much like me. And other times. I couldn't think.
I couldn't remember.
I couldn't relate.
I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
All this residual stress.
Affecting my life.
Affecting my life. many times.
So many times.
I couldn't make sense of it.
I couldn't make sense of it.
All the times.
All the times.
I couldn't make sense of it.
I couldn't make sense of it.
I'm asking to let that go now.
I'm asking to let that go now.
It really happened to me.
It really happened to me.
I had some version.
I had some version.
A post-traumatic stress.
A post-traumatic stress.
What 9-year-old?
What 9-year-old?
Wouldn't create.
Wouldn't create.
Some kind of trauma.
Some kind of trauma.
With a mother having cancer.
With a mother having cancer.
It was beyond belief.
It was beyond belief.
It didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense.
With what I learned in the church.
With what I learned in the church.
It was more than I could bear.
It was more than I could bear.
And it affected me for years.
And it affected me for years.
In odd, quirky ways.
In odd, quirky ways.
And I want to love and accept myself.
And I want to love and accept myself.
And I want to thank this mind.
And I want to thank this mind.
And this body.
And this body.
For doing the best it could.
For doing the best it could.
All the times I forgot.
All the times I forgot.
All the times I felt.
All the times I felt.
Out of sync.
Out of sync.
Not quite right.
Not quite right.
My body was protecting me.
My body was protecting me.
Everything I felt.
Everything I felt.
Was more than I could bear.
Was more than I could bear.
And my body shut down.
And my body shut down.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
However it needed to.
However it needed to.
To protect me.
To protect me.
And I want to thank this body.
And I want to thank this body.
I want to love and accept this body.
And I want to love and accept this body.
Without judgment.
Without judgment.
My mother had cancer.
My mother had cancer.
It was really hard for me.
It was really hard for me.
And I deeply.
And I deeply.
And completely.
And completely.
Love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you.